Okay, we'll start the meeting for Wednesday, January 18th. Call it to order. We have a quorum. No recognitions or proclamations. We drew directly to the consent calendar. Consent calendar items are things we previously heard. Is there anything you'd like to highlight or delete?
No, Mr. Chair. I would move for approval of the consent calendar as presented.
I'll second it.
All those in favor, sir?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We move to decision and action. A public hearing is done. Now decision and action. And we have an ordinance 493.
Commissioners, if I might, is there any request from the commissioners that the ordinance be read in full?
No.
Hearing none, Chair Thompson, could you read the ordinance by title only, please?
Okay, relating to amendment to ordinance 488.
Right.
Concerning tax imposed on the sale of recreational marijuana items, creating a new section 5.320 of the Lincoln County Code, LCC, parentheses LCC, and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Mr. Herbage.
Thank you. Commissioners, this will be very brief. In part, this is like a matter of housekeeping. First of all, I'd like to point out there was a typo we corrected in the second, whereas there was a citation. It's 475B345 instead of 310. So I think on the final version, perhaps, that you got, that's been corrected. In terms of while we're here, we know that this ordinance passed by the Board of Commissioners. It passed the voters. This is a tax for on recreational marijuana, and following that, the board decided to do an intergovernmental agreement allowing the Department of Revenue to do the collection, and that agreement was executed. We received from the Department of Revenue a note that there was a need for some language that they requested to help impose interest and penalties, basically to enforce the ordinance when needed. That is why we're here today. So what you have before you is an added section to the county code, 5.320. It's entitled Interest and Penalty. And there are five sections. I'll briefly go over those. The first allows for interest to be added to the overall tax amount when the payments on the taxes are delinquent. There's a tie-in to a statute 305-220. If you were to look at it, that's basically interest is 0.625% for each month or fraction of a month. The second item allows for penalties to be imposed. The standard penalty under the statute cited is 5% of the amount of the unpaid tax. And there are other factors that could play in, but basically that's it. And number three basically says that these penalties and interest become part of the financial obligation of the marijuana retailer. Number four tells us that the taxes, interest, and penalties are going to be transferred to Lincoln County by the Oregon Department of Revenue, and it will go to the county's general fund. So that will give you discretion on whatever funds you collect. Number five basically tells us that the Department of Revenue is authorized to enforce and collect on behalf of the county these amounts, that the penalties, interest, and taxes, and pursuant to any agreement, and we do have an agreement with them. Section 2 is the emergency clause, and we're asking the board to consider passing this as an emergency. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but that, in a nutshell, is what the amendment to this ordinance is all about.
Mr. Chair, one question, if I could, please. The reason for requesting the emergency clause is?
Well, the thing is that the tax is being collected beginning in January of this year. And so we will not receive any enforcement until it is approved. And if you don't do it this way, there will be a delay of some months in accordance with the law.
Seems reasonable to me.
Okay. Take it.
I'll move for approval of ordinance number 493, amending ordinance 488 concerning taxes imposed on the sale of recreational marijuana items, creating a new section 5.320 of the Lincoln County Code, parentheses LCC, close parentheses, and declaring an emergency.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We move down to a resolution in the matter of resolving appointment of Lincoln County Board of Commissioners as the trustee of the Coronado Shores Special Road District and adopting a plan for the dissolution and liquidation of the district. Gary?
Thank you. This is about the fifth in the series of dissolutions that you've been working on, and there's been substantial progress in that regard. Let's talk about Coronado Shores briefly. It's been a non-taxing district for over 40 years. What we're talking about is a rather large district as far as district goes. It's about 432 lots and 217 registered voters. The reason why we're here today is that in the year 2015, Kristen Ewell was working with these people and found that they had sort of an unusual arrangement in the way they were handling their special district. And in part, that stems from the fact that it sort of had a marriage or relationship with the Coronado Shores Beach Club. And no money was being collected from the taxpayers, and it was really sort of a homeowners association show where they would turn over money to the district. Kristen suggested to these people that they either establish a tax rate or dissolve the district. So what happened is they had a president of this district, Kim Morrow, and he said that our district wants to take the second position. We want to dissolve. So this is back in 2015. So what happened is basically they turned over their balance of funds, that is the district, $32,000 to the Homeowners Association. And so we don't want to take any more money. And effective immediately, this homeowners association is responsible for all maintenance, repairs, and other road-related issues. So why we're here today is, in effect, the district sort of did everything it could to dissolve itself in 2015, but the paperwork following that hasn't happened yet. So we need some housekeeping. And in fact, this district hasn't been functioning since August of 2015. So with Wayne's permission, I assisted the district in drafting a petition that could be filed for dissolution. We got some help from the clerk's office. And Janelle Gifford filed a petition to dissolve on December 6th. And then it got pre-approved, that's what you do, and then it got turned in with the signatures on December 21. Just a little more than a week later, the clerk's office verified that 55 signatures had been filed. The requirement is 15%, so 55 is much more than 15%, so the order declares that this process has been initiated. So there are no district board members now because they all resigned in August of 2015. So by this order, I'm going to ask you, the Board of Commissioners, to serve as their trustees. Part of the job of the trustees is to do up findings of fact and a plan of dissolution and liquidation. I put that in this order to save time, that is to move this along. And for sake of efficiency and to cut back the number of appearances before the board here. So if you approve of this order, you're approving the attachment, which will go to the clerk's office and its findings of fact and plan of dissolution. And to summarize this, basically there are no assets and no debts. And the plan of dissolution and liquidation is really to recognize that and to allow this district to be dissolved as seems to be the will of those people. However, because there was an election in 2015 and because this district is inhabited, there will be a need for an election. So I've shortened this by one step, but what I would do within the next few weeks is bring to you what is necessary to put this on the ballot for an election. If there are any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. I appreciate the work that the board has done on these dissolutions, and I think you're making really good progress.
The only question I would have is the ballot would be for the 217 voters in the district only.
That is correct.
So,
Mr. Chair, I would move that we approve this resolution appointing the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners as trustees of the Coronado Shores Special Road District and adopting a plan for dissolution and liquidation of the district.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you for making government smaller.
Yeah, people say we never make government smaller.
We have been since he's been here.
He's liquidated.
Got more time?
We're going to have to get Jerry a black hood. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. No. We move down to reports, and looks like we have elected officials' reports. So, is there any reports?
I'm going to pass today.
I'll pass today also.
I'll pass today. We're going to make government really short. And seeing no constituent input, but not since there isn't anybody in the room, I guess we can go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Okay,
we'll adjourn this meeting, and we'll be back on Wednesday, January 25th, here in the Board of Commissioners room at 9:30.